The following message is brought to you by City Place Church and Pastors Damon and Taisha Moore in Orlando, Florida. We hope this message inspires you to build new dreams, ignite your faith, and be established as the leader God is calling you to be. For more information, visit us online at cityplacechurch.com.
So we went through those four things. Know God, find freedom, discover your purpose, and make a difference. So I've caught you back up now in Acts chapter number 3, verse 1. It says, one day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. They were going up to the temple at the time of prayer. Everybody say, Peter and John. They were going up to the temple to pray, and it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Now a man crippled from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every single day to beg to those going into the temple. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked at him, as did John. Then Peter said, look at us. Everybody say, us. So the man gave them, everybody say, them, his attention, expecting to get something from them. Let me pause right there. Peter and John are going into the temple. They're going into the temple together to pray. As they're going into the temple together, I say together, to pray, there is a man that has been crippled since birth, whose friends have been dropping him off every single day outside of the church. Every day, they drop him off outside of the church so that he can beg for money. Every single day, they drop him outside of the church so that he can beg for money. Every single day, they drop him outside of the church so that he can beg for money. Watch now. Every single day, they drop him outside of the church so that he can beg for money. He's close to the church, but he's actually outside of the church. They don't even take him inside of the church. They drop him outside of the church. So here's the question that I have, and here's the statement that I have for you, is that some of us are content with seeing our friends living outside of knowing God. The church is right there, but they drop him off outside of the church. You and I know people who do not have a relationship with God, and I am guilty of it. I look at them and say, they should know God. Let me go. Some of us are content with seeing our friends live outside of knowing God. Watch this though. Some of us are the friends that our friends are content with us not knowing God. Some of us right now are sitting outside of knowing God and we don't even recognize Him. We've got things that are attached to us and our friends say, hey, I'll carry you just enough. And we're the friend that they're dropping off. Peter and John going into the temple. 3 o'clock to pray, they're going together. There's a man every single day being dropped off outside of the temple. It would be the equivalent of someone being dropped off at the entranceway to City Place Church and you and I every single day walking by him while we're going to church. Strategy is I get in the car, the man is crippled, I pull him up out of the car only to lay him down. He's close to the church, he needs an encounter with God, I won't even take him in. Y'all okay? I'm just giving foundation. I told you I get passionate. I don't know why. So some of us are content with our friends being outside church. Some of us are the friends that our friends are content with watching us go through what we go through every single day. It's crazy to think that we could be the ones that point at everybody, man, they need to get in church. And your friend over there going, man, they need to get closer to God. It's crazy that we could be the ones. But it says that there was Peter and John, and Peter and John do something that others have not done, and they do it in a different way. He goes there every day to beg for money, which tells me that every day that he went, he got money. Because he kept going back to the place that was providing for him. But here's the thing. The crippled man didn't need money. He was a crippled man that they dropped off to beg. A few steps more. more, and he doesn't have to beg because he'll be in an environment of miracles. I drop you off short of the miracle where you can just ask for what you think you need. Some of us are content with watching our friends be on the outside. And some of us are the friends that our friends are content with us being on the outside. Y'all okay? I'm taking us on a journey. So Peter and John, they go into the temple, and this man, he's looking up at him. He says, "Yo, I need some money. Let's keep going. Let's keep going." And he says, so Peter looked at him, and he said, look at us. Now, here's what I love. It's Peter and John going in together. And it says that he looked at them. And I love that Peter's response didn't say, look at me. He didn't say, look at me. He said, look at us. Even though he's the only one that's talking, he said, look at us. Look at us. Look at us. And then he says this in verse 6. He says, silver and gold I do not have. But what I do have, I give you in the name of Jesus Christ. Then taking him by the hand. Come here, come here, keep going. Taking him by the hand. It says that he takes him by the hand. You okay being in front of people? Okay. All right. Keyshawn just turned 35 yesterday, y'all. Yeah. Got that new cologne you posted up to, that Tom Ford. Ah, what a sweet smelling savor to the Lord. So he put up. You smell good. Boy, your wife is blessed. All right, so look. So he grabs him by the hand, y'all, all right? Don't. I don't want to lose you. He grabs him by the hand. And it says, he says, now listen, get up. And he helped him up. Watch now. Stay right there. Peter and John go into the temple to pray. It's 3:00. The man that's been crippled since birth, every single day, he's dropped outside of the temple to beg. Every single day, he's dropped outside of the temple to beg. Every single day, he's dropped outside of the temple to beg. Everybody gives him money. And they go into church. Peter and John, they go. He sees them. He looks at them. And then he says, look at us. So they look at, he looks at them. And then he says, I don't have silver. I don't have gold. I know that's what you think you want. But what I actually have is what you really need. So I'm looking past what you think you want to give you what you need. He says, so what I'm going to give you is what you need. I'm going to give you something that you don't have to where you can earn your own income. So he says, get up. And he says, and he helped him up. He helped him up. I love the fact that he didn't just say, in the name of Jesus, get up. He showed him something totally practical. I am giving you something you haven't gotten yet. You thought that you were being helped by being dropped off every single day outside of the temple to beg. You've been dropped off every single day outside to beg. Thanks, Tom. Thanks, Sally, for dropping me off outside of the environment where miracles happen. Today, I'm walking into church, and instead of me walking by you, I'm going to give you what you really needed. So he says, I'm going to reach out my hand, and he pulls him up with his help. Y'all okay? Mm-hmm. Now, I know that there's no points here, but I've only got like one or two main points. So he says, come here. I'm here to help. Now watch what's next. Let me read it. He says, now take him by the hand. He helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong. So wait a second now. Peter and John, he looks at them. He says, looks at us. Then he says, I don't have what you think you really want. I'm going to give you what you need. As soon as I connect to him, he gains strength. Wait a second. I thought I was strong by the friends that were dropping me off outside of the temple where miracles flow. But the minute somebody says, let me give you what you really need, I grew stronger. I'm going to leave y'all hanging until I get my one point, because I got to. Otherwise, the message is over. You got to go home and eat. You keep you hungry. So he says, I got you. But I'm giving you something that you haven't encountered yet. Why don't I introduce you to Jesus? In the name of Jesus, you should know God for yourself. Oh, that goes back to last week. I love that when that happens. He says, hey, in the name of Jesus, you should know God for yourself. So he says, you haven't gotten into the temple yet, but in the name of Jesus, let me help you. So he introduces him to Jesus outside of the church. That's awesome. In the name of Jesus, he introduces the man who's sitting outside of the church. He introduces him to Jesus outside of the church. You and I can introduce people to Jesus outside of the church.
All right.
By just going, hey, let me help. The minute you who have encountered God, you know God. Freedom. You've discovered your purpose and now you're making a difference. The reason why Peter could look at this guy was because when Peter was fishing and he didn't know his purpose and destiny, Jesus came along and said, yo, follow me. Follow me. And as he's having to shake things off, Peter's mom gets sick. Jesus says, oh, she's sick. I'm not going to let sickness hold you back. Find freedom from sickness. Mama, be healed. One day I'm going to build my church on you, and the gates of hell will not prevail against you. That's your purpose, Peter. Peter, Acts chapter 1, in the upper room. Wait right there till the Holy Spirit comes. Acts chapter 2, the Holy Spirit comes. I read it earlier. Everyone's in the room. People are outside listening. What is going on? Those people are drunk. Peter stands up in front of everybody and says, hey, they're not drunk. This is what was prophesied. You need to know Jesus. Repent right now. And the Bible says that 3,000 received Jesus, Acts chapter 2. So when Peter sees this guy, he's already have a relationship with God. He's found his own freedom. He discovered his purpose, and now he's making a difference. So he's looked at this guy, and he says, know God. And he says that immediately the man gained strength. Watch, this isn't so good. Y'all okay? Y'all okay? Y'all okay? Look. He says, watch now. He says, after the man became strong, he began to jump to his feet and he began to walk. Now, if I was to teach my little boy how to walk, he would normally fall. And then we say, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Yeah, 5 steps. Isn't it amazing that someone who didn't know what they could do, the minute that I decided to help, they gained strength and then they began to walk when normally they should have. Come on, anyone who was once paralyzed, they never get right back up and just start walking. They need crutches. But I love the fact that when I, who had my own encounter with God, I found my own freedom, I've discovered my own purpose, now I'm making a difference. I don't just let you sit outside of the church, I have an encounter with you, with Jesus, outside of the church, then I'm like, hey, you're stronger now. All of a sudden, you're like, I know Jesus. So I start walking. But it doesn't stop there. It says that he walks, and then he turns his walking into celebration. It says then he starts leaping and praising God. Wait a second, you were sitting outside of the church. How do you know how to do what Christians normally do? When you have an encounter with Jesus Christ, there's something innately on the inside of you to give God praise. You don't need to be defined by what it looks like. Raise your hands, say hallelujah. No, when you have an encounter with God and you meet him for yourself, sometimes you got to praise him the way you know how. So I'm not falling, I'm leaping. Some people are like, why is this fool leaping? We don't leap inside the church. I just had an encounter with God. Who knows? He could have been. But he was like, I know him. And at the same time, I know him. There was no delay in me finding my freedom. I could have just said, Father, I give you my life. Come into my heart because you helped me. He immediately says, I'm finding freedom right now. I couldn't jump before. I was outside of the church. God, I give you praise right now. I haven't even gotten in the building yet. No one ever took me inside the church. Now since I'm outside, I'm going to praise you before I ever get in. All right. See, I find freedom because you connected with me.
Right.
You came and got me when everybody else jumped me off outside of the church.
That's right.
Giving me what they thought I needed. It was what I wanted. Uh-huh. But what I needed was I needed to know God.
Yes.
So he says, hey, I got you. He's leaping. Gentlemen. Boy, if I could dance, I'd break out something. Yeah. Sorry. That was the whipping the nene in a bad way. In a bad way. So here's what's look. Here's what I love. Watch. You okay? Need a chair? You still sharp though. You ain't sweating. I'm sweating. Watch, I wrote this down. This is just from my own notes, but I will tell you. The man didn't leave, but he went in the church where he could know God deeper. Watch this. So he says that he began, in verse 8, he jumped to his feet, began to walk. Then he went with them. Everybody say them.
Yeah.
In the church. Peter and John. He looked at them and said, hey, can you give me something? They looked back and said, look at us. The us go and grabs him. Then he looks at them and is like, we go on to church.
Yes.
He could have easily said, and I'm guilty of this. He could have easily said, thank you, I got what I needed. I'm good now.
Right.
Have you ever had your God encounter and then you're like, for everybody that prayed for me, I appreciate you. Now let me go do my thing. I'm guilty of that, man. You could pray fire down for me and I get my miracle. I'd be like, I'll talk to you the next time I go do something. I'm telling you, I did it while we were this first year. Some of the days when I'm like, hey, look, I'm jumping off the bridge. Not a real bridge, but like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, pray for me. And they pray, and I'm like, hey, God, turn it around. And then the next thing come up, it's like 4 months later, I'm like, hey, you know what? I need you to pray for me again. They haven't heard from me for 4 months. But I love this. This guy says, you helped me? This whole time, I've been on the outside of the church. There's no way, after I just had an encounter with God, and I know him, that I'm just going to stay out here. I'm leaping and jumping around. What more is there? Let's see what's happening inside the church.
Yeah.
So he walks into the church door to watch. Y'all okay?
Yes, sir.
I know. I'm having fun. So look, what? I'm serious. You good?
You need a towel? Water?
Okay. Yeah. So look. I love it. He's walking and leaping. It shows a progression of our relationship with God.
Yeah.
I start off walking, and then I start getting comfortable.
Yeah.
And then I realize I really don't care what anybody else thinks. See, sometimes you and I could just stay walking, but then we've got to progress to leaping.
Yeah.
And then we've got to progress to praising God.
Yeah.
Forget about everybody else. I found my own freedom now. So watch. So it says in verse 10, actually let's go to verse 9. It says, when all the people saw him walking and praising God, they recognized him. Mm-hmm. Wait a second. Okay. You recognize me now? But you've been walking by me.
Yeah.
You recognize that I'm a Christian now, but you church folk were going by me. You recognize that I'm doing something different now, but I've been 40 years like this. When they recognized and saw that it was him, the Bible says that they recognized that this is the same man who sat begging. They didn't see the fact that he was crippled. They only saw what he wanted, not what he needed. Oh, I wish that this text would have said, Stephen, that they would have recognized that the man had been crippled. Can I tell you that there are some of your friends who look at you and they say, I'm just content with them being outside of the church. And you and I don't even realize it. Oh, these jokers have seen him every single day. And even while he is healed, they go, that's the dude that was begging.
Right.
Not the dude that was lame. Y'all all right? Y'all good? I got to get y'all out of here. It said that when they saw and they recognized him as the same man who used to sit begging at the temple gate, they were filled with wonder and amazement at what had happened. They were inside of the church, and none of these jokers were having a God encounter. What just happened? This ain't happening around here. You and I can be in church and really not know God ourselves. They were filled with wonder what just happened. Can I tell you that in this year, our focus as a church is that we're going deeper with God and with people. Peter and John walk into church. He looks at them. They say, look at us. He gets healed and he says, I'm going with them. I was by myself this whole time. These jokes dropping me off outside of the church. This ain't happening no more. I ain't blind solo no more. I'll be the third wheel and be okay with it. I was single for 27 years. I was the third wheel all 27. He said, Jesus. He says, nah. Mm-mm. Something different about y'all. I'm going to ride this thing out. Everybody who's normally seeing him, they see him how he used to be. Can't even give him credit. Give him credit. That's the crippled guy right there. No, that's the dude that's begging. So it says, watch now. Look at verse 11. Y'all still okay? I told you I was going to walk through the text. Verse 11 says, while the beggar held on to Peter and John. Oh, that is good. Watch now. So now they're going into the temple. And it says that this dude is not even letting them go. So can you imagine three dudes walking in the church like this? Come here, Solomon. I know you're sitting right there. I'm short. Look, can you imagine three dudes going in the church like this? Imagine it now. It says that he held on. I'm not letting you guys go. Oh, no. We made a connection outside. I am not letting you go. No, see this now. I'm going to church with y'all. No, you going to the bathroom? Let's go. You know how the ladies go. The girl, you going to the bathroom? I go with you. I got to fix my makeup too. I said, look. Why y'all rolling packs? All right, so here, we'll talk about that during the women's meeting. So look, here's what he says. Look, he says, I'm hanging on, watch now, because I do not want to disconnect to a source of power. Sometimes you've got to hang on to people who can pray. Look, I don't care if you think I'm using you. I know one thing, when I met you, you met me outside of the church. I know one thing, I'm going to hang with you. Look, I might fall asleep, but I'll be with you the first 10 minutes. Anybody else like that? I'm gone at about 10. I'm like, I'm meditating. I'm soaking it in. So look, he says, look, watch now. He says, I'm not disconnecting from my source of power. Watch. The other thing he says is, I'm healed, but I'm still growing in my faith. Did you get that?
Yes.
I'm healed. We saw that. But I'm still growing in my faith. I need you to take me to church. I need to know God in a deeper way. I need to get in some atmosphere of worship. I need to be baptized. I need to continue on. I need to get in a small group. So it says that he hangs on. And I believe he was telling the guys, you took me in when everybody else looked at me. And I want to stay connected to you. So here's my thought for the day. Thanks, guys. It comes down to one point. I said all of that to tell you that we are stronger together. We are stronger together.
That's all for this week's podcast edition. Join us online at cityplacechurch.com for more resources, upcoming events, or to submit a prayer request. Or if you are in the Central Florida area, join us on Sunday morning for a life-giving service that builds dreams, ignites faith, and establishes leaders for the kingdom of Christ.